You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
We start with Liverpool versus Southampton, though, which is the Wednesday night game, 8 p.m. kickoff for this match at Anfield. Liverpool 1-2, the draw 100-30, with Southampton 6-1. Enhanced odds here. Roberto Firmino to score and Liverpool to win in 90 minutes was 13-8, now 2-1. Jay Rodriguez to score and Southampton to win in 90 minutes was 10-1. That's been enhanced to 12-1. Liverpool 1-0 down after the first leg at St Mary's and struggling a little bit at the moment. In the last 6 weeks, man, maybe not even that long, last 5 weeks, they've come unstuck to a certain extent. I'm a firm believer that the absence of Sadio Mane has been a major impact for them, because when they're trying to hit, I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but when they're trying to hit teams on the counter-attack, they can't do so with the same efficiency with him not there. And him being at the African Cup of Nations is a problem. But on Saturday, defensively, they were deficient as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, to address the Mane point, if he was starting here, he would be determined to put one over his old club, I'm sure, and wind up his former fans. So he will be a big miss. But the other thing is that Joel Matip should be back for this as well, which should... I mean, you know, again, he's still fairly untested compared to other Liverpool players in the Premier League. But he does seem to make a difference from when defending set pieces. And that was part of their undoing at the weekend against Swansea. So I think they will benefit from having Matip back here. In other team news, though, Virgil van Dijk might be missing as well after hobbling off at the weekend. That could be a huge loss for Southampton, who do rely on keeping sides out quite a lot, as they did at St Mary's. Stephen Davis is the other player who might be a doubt for Southampton in the centre of the park. So we have to wait for team news, as I always think you should do in cup games. But it remains to be seen who starts and who doesn't. But I think for a Liverpool side that are 1-0 down, as you say, and have been so awful, they were terrible in that first leg, and they weren't much better at the weekend. You know, they scored twice, but defending, they were dreadful. It's not to say they're not going to win, but I think 1-2 is ridiculously short.
And in the to qualify market, 5-6 each of two. Liverpool 5-6, Southampton 5-6. So the compilers clearly think this is a toss of a coin as to which team makes the final at Wembley. A couple of stats here that intrigued me. In 53 previous home League Cup matches against top flight opponents, Liverpool have only failed to score in 4 of those. So they've got a good strike rate there. And they haven't lost back-to-back League Cup matches since 2005, when they lost to Chelsea in the final, followed by a third-round defeat against Crystal Palace in October the following season. So Liverpool have a rich history in this competition, and Jurgen Klopp's got a decent record in cup competitions.
He does
as well.
Like them, doesn't he? And he has said after the Swansea defeat that he wants to get the club and the fans back united, you know, good spirits, not Manchester United, obviously, but, good times back, you know, the crowd cheering them on. And I think this would be a way to do it, to reach a final of some sort. But I'm going to just counteract your stat, which you said about Liverpool scoring in every cup game. They have, yes, but they haven't netted more than 2 goals in a tie in this competition at home since 2013.
Right, okay. And my concern with Southampton... We've been talking about Liverpool. My concern with Southampton is that their form at home is in stark contrast to their away form. They tend to produce their best performances at St Mary's and then go away from home, and that watertight defence is breached.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I mean, you look at their trip in the FA Cup to Carrow Road. I know they made a few changes, but they haven't got that big a depth of squad, so they can't make too many changes again for this, and they conceded 2 goals to... Let's face it, a Championship outfit that are not doing that well at the moment. They conceded 3 at Everton. They went down 1-0 to Burnley. And I don't think they really offered that much in that game either, particularly. But the one thing you could say about them is that when they need to be up for it, they are up for it. I mean, look at that 3-1 win at Bournemouth. You know, local derby, lots of pride at stake. And they were really good at home against Liverpool in the first leg. It seems that although they struggle on their travels, with just 5 goals in 5 and failing to net in 3 of those matches... you know, when they need to perform and when they need to turn up, they sometimes do, as they showed in the 3-1 victory against Bournemouth.
What are we going for here? What are your bets on this match?
Yeah, I found this one pretty tricky, actually.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah. I think it's going to be cagey.
Yeah.
I've just got a feeling that I could see Liverpool winning on penalties or something. I could see this game going to penalties. I could see it ending 1-0.
I'm not going to disagree with you there, because I think that actually 1-2 is too short for me to work with. I'd rather take Liverpool to qualify at 5-6. At least we're nearly getting even money with that, because I think this could, you know, Liverpool could easily win this 1-0 and take us to extra time. And then, obviously, subsequently, penalties. They're 7-1 to win in extra time and 25-1 to win on penalties, which are huge results.
I like those two. I'd play the Dutch, those two. So I'd split my stakes on the two 25-1s here. Liverpool to win on penalties and Southampton to win on penalties, because, as we've seen in our cup competitions in the past, both domestically and internationally, once it gets into extra time, there's restricted play in the final third.
Yes, yes. And, you know, obviously, the changes have been made by that point as well.
Yeah.
Usually, so we'll wait and see. But I don't think this. I don't think the 9-5 is in the correct score group betting. A Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0, or 2-1 is the worst bet in the world. I could see a Liverpool 1-0 win. You know, possibly sneak it 2-0, but a 1-0 win would send us into that extra time situation as we described. And I think 9-5 is a much healthier price than the 1-2 on offer. And you know, you're getting a few decent score lines there that are a very real possibility. Looking at their away form, Southampton do tend to lose to nil quite a lot. They haven't scored against Burnley, Everton, Stoke or Palace. And they lost 2-1 at Hull as well. So, yeah, I think the 9-5 about Liverpool to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is pretty decent here. And I would take the 5-6 for Liverpool to qualify, but I'm not going near Liverpool in 90 minutes there.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.